Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Jaber Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so excited to have you here. If you are new here, welcome. I hope that you've gotten a chance to go and listen to over 100 episodes of how to help you, a wonderful high-achieving Black woman, learn to prioritize your pleasure, your self-care, and your rest. And if you've been rocking with me from the beginning, shouts out to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We've been doing this thing. We're doing this thing, you and me. Now, before we dive into today's episode, you know, I want to invite you to join our community by signing up for my free 7-day self-care reset at jaberywellness.com/reset. This powerful email series will help you reconnect with your body's wisdom, recognize those survival scripts that keep you disconnected, and create sustainable practices for listening to what your body is trying to tell you. So make sure you head over to jaberywellness.com/reset to get started. Now, you know, I always got a question for you. How's your jaw feeling right now? Are your shoulders up by your ears? Huh? Feeling that strain in your neck? When is the last time you took a full, deep breath? Not the shallow one, you know, the chest breathing you do when you're stressed, make you feel like you're having a panic attack. I'm talking about a real breath that fills your belly. Okay, let's do one right now. Ready? So breathe in through your nose. Let it out through your mouth. Feeling a little better, huh? Okay. Well, if you just noticed tension that you did not realize you were carrying, then I need you to understand you're not alone. And if you're thinking, Natasha, it's the holidays, girl. You know I'm tense. You know I'm stressed. I want you to stay with me. I want you to follow me and trust the process, because that's exactly what we are talking about today. We are talking about how your body keeps the score. Every obligation to yes, when you mean no. Every gathering that drains you, every moment you push through being exhausted because there's just so much to do, when P.S. there's always going to be so much to do. Your body is tracking all of it, and it's trying to talk to you. It's trying to tell you something, and you're not listening. The problem is you are overriding these signals. You've learned to just tune them out. There is no connection between your mind and your body. Okay, we have been taught that our worth comes from how much we handle, how much is on our plate, how much is on our shoulders, how strong we appear, and how little support or how little help we need. So we ignore the headaches, we push through the fatigue and exhaustion, and we wonder why we can't just push through like we used to. So today I want to have a conversation with you, a real conversation with you about something that is very, very important. Recognizing your body's stress signals during the holiday season. So we're going to talk about how the body keeps the score, why it keeps the score, what specific physical symptoms are trying to tell you that you've been ignoring, and most importantly, how to actually listen and respond with compassion instead of shame and guilt, because I know sometimes that keeps us from even engaging with our body. This episode is for you. If you have been experiencing some physical symptoms that seem to only flare up around the holidays, if you're exhausted and you can't figure out why, or if you're ready to stop overriding your body's wisdom and start working with it instead. So let's start with the foundations, because you know with these episodes, I like to build them up. So let's start with the foundation. I want you to understand why your body reacts physically to emotional and mental stress, especially during the holidays. So I want to give you this little nugget, which I know you already know this. I know you already know this, but I still need to share it with you. I still need to remind you. Your body and mind aren't separate systems. Okay? that they don't accusually, they don't occasionally communicate. They are completely integrated. No matter how much you want to disconnect your mind from your body is literally processing and storing your emotional experiences in real time. When you're stressed, when you're anxious, when you're overwhelmed, and even you're trying to stay positive or push through, your body know you're lying. Your body knows you're lying. Your nervous system is still activated. Your muscles are still tense. Your digestion is still shifting. Your immune system is responding. This isn't you being weak. This is just, it's just naturally biology. And the holidays bring out this unique stress because it layers so many things on top of each other, on top of your day, like just regular life, lifing. Now you have family dynamics, financial pressure, social obligations, grief for the people that aren't here anymore, cultural expectations about what the holidays should look like. And for Black women, there's also this additional layer of being expected to hold it all together, to be the strong one, the caretaker, the person that everyone leans on. Your body is tracking all of it. Even when your mind is trying to convince you that you're fine, which we all know is a lie. I did an episode on that. The lie, the biggest lie ever told, I'm fine. So your nervous system has two basic states, survival mode and rest mode. In survival mode, that's what we call the sympathetic nervous system activation. So that is your body preparing for danger. So your heart rate increases, your breathing becomes shallow, your muscles are tense, your digestion starts to slow down, and your immune system is going to take a back seat because your body thinks, we got to deal with all of that later because right now it's dangerous. We have to survive. This system was designed for short-term threats, like someone chasing you. You need a burst of energy to run. And then once you're safe, your body is able to reset. It is not meant for long term. The problem is with modern day stress and especially holiday stress, the threats aren't short term. They are consistent. They are ongoing. You're not running from one predator. You're not running from one bear. Okay, you're juggling multiple obligations. You're managing difficult family dynamics. You're dealing with financial pressures, and all while trying to make it look externally that you're okay. So your body continues to stay in survival mode for weeks, sometimes months. And that consistent activation creates the physical symptoms that you're feeling. This is why you can feel exhausted when the only thing you've done, you've just gone to gatherings. All I did today was go to two family gatherings and I am pooped. Your girl needs a nap. This is why your body hurts, even though you didn't technically do anything hard. It's not like you went to the gym for an hour and was pressing weights. Your nervous system has been activated. The activation, the consistent activation, is exhausting. And you know, I'm on my soapbox, okay, about how we've inherited these stress responses, about how our mothers and our grandmothers and our ancestors lived a certain type of way that required them to suppress their needs, to keep going no matter what, to appear strong even when they're breaking inside because it was life or death. These weren't character flaws. They were actual survival strategies. Their vulnerability could be dangerous, where showing weakness could have like dire consequences. But here's what's happening. Those got passed down, epigenetics, not just through what we were told, but through how our nervous systems are shaped, how they work. If your mother learned to override her body's stress signals, you learn the exact same thing. If your grandmother had to keep it together no matter what, that script is living in you. And understanding this and having the self-awareness, it's not about blaming. It's not about blaming them for doing what they had to do. It's just about recognizing that your difficulty listening to your body is not a personal thing. It's not a failure. It is a pattern that once served a purpose that is actually stealing your well-being now. So let's talk about what your stress signals actually look like. Because once you can recognize what they are, you can respond to them. So I want to introduce you to the tension trio, the three places where stress most commonly shows up in the body, mine included. So first is going to be your jaw. If you're clenching your jaw during the day or grinding your teeth at night, your body is literally holding tension. Many of my clients don't even realize they're doing this until they notice the jaw pain, the headaches, or their dentist mentions like the worn enamel. This tension often shows up when you're suppressing things you want to say, when you're biting your tongue to keep peace. I used to grind my teeth. I didn't even know I was grinding my teeth. The dentist had to tell me I was grinding my teeth, and I did not know how to stop. From time to time, I get TMJ in my, like in the back of my jaws, where my jaw just be popping and locking. Pop, lock, and drop it. I'd be like, what is going on? Because it's not all the time. Second, your shoulders. My shoulders, when I go to get a massage, my body tells on me. They look at my shoulders and my neck and be like, oh, you going through it, huh? If your shoulders are consistently up to your ears, if you have chronic neck and upper back issues, if you constantly feel like you need a massage, but the relief doesn't last, that's stored stress. I have a friend, Dion, who says your shoulders do not make cute earrings. I thought that was the cutest thing she could have said. Now, this happens when you're carrying the burdens and they're not even yours. When you're shouldering responsibilities for other people's emotions and their problems, the manifestation in your shoulders, and then your stomach. Digestive issues that flare during the holidays. So we're talking about the nausea, the constipation, the diarrhea, that constant unsettling feeling. These are stress responses. Your gut is incredibly sensitive to your nervous system state. When you're stressed, your digestion literally shuts down because your body is thinking, wait a minute, we don't have time to digest food right now. We're dealing with a threat. Danger, danger. So I need you to pay attention to these tension trios because they're usually the first warning that stress is building up. And I know some of you may be saying, I've been feeling this for a long time because you've been stressed and tense for a long time. Boo. Just because you've been feeling it doesn't mean that it is the norm. So now let's look into the energy and your sleep. The exhaustion that just seems to not make sense. So there are some days where you're thinking, I'm getting enough sleep. I'm sleeping for 8 hours, I'm sleeping for 9 hours, I'm sleeping for 10 hours, and I don't understand why am I still tired? Or what I see more often than not is you're not getting enough sleep because you can't fall asleep, even though you're exhausted. Or you waking up at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. You can't even get the 8 hours of sleep. This is your nervous system telling you something. It's talking to you. Being in survival mode is exhausting, even when you're being still. If your nervous system is still activated, you're not actually resting. So some holiday-specific sleep disturbances to look for is lying awake mentally. You're reviewing everything you need to do. Waking up with anxiety about upcoming gatherings. Feeling wired and tired at the same time.
Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode. You're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there. But here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode.
Needing caffeine to function, but then you're not able to sleep. And taking forever to fall asleep because your mind won't stop. And the exhaustion that you're feeling is not just a lack of sleep. It's about the constant output of energy without adequate input. It's not matching. The math doesn't make sense. You keep giving, you keep performing and managing and coordinating. And your body is saying, stop the press. It's like, girl, chill out. We need to rest, like actually rest, not just sleep, but rest. And I actually think that I'm going to do a series going into the new year about the different ways that we rest. So I have an episode where I talk about the different ones, but I think each component of rest deserves its own episode. So I have that coming for you in the new year. Now let's talk about your immune system, because some of us, they don't think about the immune system in this process. Have you ever noticed that you always get sick right around the holidays? You catch a cold around the same time every holiday season. That is not a coincidence. That is not a, oh, wow, this is crazy. This happens every year. That is your immune system responding to your stress. When you're in survival mode for extended periods of time, your immune system is going to take a hit. Your body no longer prioritizes immune functioning because it thinks that you're dealing with immediate threats. So you become more susceptible to illness. So your wounds start healing slowly, your skin flares up. So like eczema, psoriasis, acne, you have cold sores or other viral reactivation. There's an increase in allergies or sensitivities. That I'm about to get sick feeling is always lingering. And here's what most people don't realize. Getting sick right after a stressful period is actually your body forcing you to rest. Who would have thought that your body was saying, since you don't want to slow down voluntarily, I'm going to make it impossible for you to keep going. I tell my clients this all the time. I say this all the time. If you don't slow down, if you don't rest, if you don't fix the stress in your life, it's not about if you get sick, it's about when. Because your body is going to sit you down. Your body's going to say, huh, okay, I got you, since you don't want to listen. Your body isn't betraying you when it gets sick. It's trying to protect you by forcing you to rest. The rest that you won't give yourself permission to take. So now I got some implementation for you. I got an exercise for you. Okay, we're going to practice this together. So something I call the body wisdom check-in, and I want you to do it with me right now. And then I want you to practice it multiple times throughout your day. So first, we're going to pause. So I want you to stop whatever it is you're doing, like literally stop what you're doing. If you're driving, that's different. Come on now. If you're driving, just keep your eyes on the road, but I want you to reduce any other distractions. If you're walking, pause for a moment. If you're sitting, just be still. Now start from your head and move down to your toes. And I just want you to notice, where am I holding tension? Is it in my jaw? Is it in my shoulders? My stomach? Anywhere else? What's my breathing like? Is it shallow and fast, or is it deep and slow? What's my energy level? Am I wired? Am I exhausted? Or am I somewhere in between? Is there any pain or discomfort that I've been ignoring? Don't try to fix anything. Don't try to fix it. I just want you to notice. Just want you to pay attention. Then I want you to ask the question. Ask your body, okay, we just went through everything. What are you trying to tell me right now? What's going on? What do you need? And then actually listen. Not with your mind, not with the rational mind that wants to analyze and solve everything. Listen with your feelings. Be aware of your feelings. What comes up? Okay, maybe it's one word. I'm tired, tense, I'm overwhelmed. Maybe it's a sensation, maybe it's an emotion, maybe you need to cry. And then give your body one thing that it's been asking for. So maybe it's you need deep breaths, you need water, you need to roll your shoulders, you need to release your jaw. Maybe you need to say no to something on your list. Maybe you need 5 minutes of rest. Maybe you need to go to the bathroom. Maybe you're hungry. The key is for this exercise, don't override what your body is telling you, don't ignore it. Because then you're teaching your body not to trust you. Just respond to whatever it needs. So, this is how I want you to use this exercise. I want you to set three alarms on your phone throughout the day, morning, midday, and evening. And when they go off, do this check-in. It literally takes less than 2 minutes. But it creates a pattern of actually listening to your body instead of overriding it. It aligns the mind and the body back together. Now, let's talk a little bit about the shift from overriding your body signals to actually attuning to them. Because recognizing the signals is one thing, responding with compassion is a whole nother thing. Because you know, y'all like to judge and make something mean something when it doesn't need to. Okay? Most of us were not taught to listen to our bodies. We were taught to push through, to be strong, to not let physical discomfort stop us. And for Black women specifically, we've often received messages that our bodies weren't safe to listen to. That displaying any type of pain or exhaustion could be used against us, that we had to appear strong to be valued. And you override because you learn that your worth comes from productivity, not well-being. You're afraid of disappointing people if you slow down. You believe that actually acknowledging your body's limits means you're weak, something wrong with you. You don't trust that your needs are legitimate and important. And you're scared of what might actually happen if you stop and listen. That's a big one. That's a big one because then it requires you to do things that make you uncomfortable. Now, these aren't character flaws. These are survival adaptations, but they might be keeping you stuck in patterns that aren't serving you and they're not good for your health. Now, attunement, which is actually listening to and trusting your body, is a practice. It's not something that you just decide to do once. I'm just going to try it this one time. If it don't work and do what I wanted to do, I'm not going to do it again. It's a relationship that you have to build over time. So you want to start small. You always want to start small. Don't try to change everything at once because then you're going to get upset because it's not going to go the way that you want it to and you're going to think that you failed. So just start with one body signal and commit to responding to it. So maybe it's drinking water when you're thirsty instead of pushing through. Maybe it's going to the bathroom when you actually feel it, not when you're about to go on yourself. Maybe it's sitting down when you're tired instead of powering through on adrenaline. Then I want you to separate the sensation from the story. Okay, when your body gives you a signal, let's say you feel exhausted, notice the story that's playing in your mind when that happens. Oh, I shouldn't be tired. Other people have it worse. I just need to push through and get this done. Practice separating the body sensation, I feel tired, okay, from the mental story, I shouldn't feel this way. Separate those two. They're two different things. The sensation is the data. That's the information you want. The story is the judgment that you're putting on this information that you got. And then thank your body. I know that might sound strange, but thank your body for giving you the information. Thank you for letting me know you need rest. Thank you for this headache telling me to slow down. Thank you for protecting me from whatever may overwhelm me. That gratitude is going to create a different relationship with your body signals. So instead of seeing it as you're inconveniencing me or I'm a failure, you start to see it as wisdom. It's just information. Now, here's something important about your physical stress signals. Some of them require professional support. And knowing when to reach out isn't a sign of weakness. It, again, is a sign of wisdom. So these are some things to consider when seeking support, okay? If your physical symptoms are interfering with your daily functioning and you can't get through the day, you might want to consider seeking support. If you try to address stress on your own and your symptoms just, they persist and they keep getting worse, if you're experiencing chronic pain that doesn't respond to rest, that could be something different. If your sleep disruption is severe or ongoing, if you notice a concerning change in your appetite, your energy, or your motivation, and if your physical symptoms come with emotional overwhelm, anxiety, or depression, those sometimes are something completely different. And at Javery Integrative Wellness Services, we understand that your body's stress signals, they're not separate from your emotional and mental health. We use an integrative approach that honors the connection between your physical symptoms and your lived experience, especially those unique stressors of being a Black woman that we got to navigate different things. Sometimes you just need support to understand what your body is telling you. Sometimes you need help creating the sustainable changes that your nervous system will actually accept. And sometimes you might just need a space where someone understands that your symptoms aren't just in your head. Like, they're actual real responses to your stress. Okay? Before the holiday season gets intense, okay, don't sit on it and don't wait. Let's create a plan. Because hoping you'll listen to your body in the moment is very different from actually having a structure that supports you. So we're going to create us a seasonal stress response plan. So first, you're going to identify your primary stress signals. So based on what we've talked about, you're going to write down your three physical stress signals. So maybe it's your jaw clenching, maybe it's the digestive issues or the insomnia. Maybe shoulder tension, headaches, and exhaustion. Know your personal warning signs. And then you're just going to create a response menu. So for each stress signal, list 2 to 3 specific responses you can do immediately. So for example, if your jaw is clenched, you could do 10 jaw circles, 10 gentle jaw circles, place a warm compress on your jaw, and say out loud something you've been holding back, even if it's just to yourself. Say it out loud. If your shoulders are tense, roll your shoulders back 10 times. Take a 5-minute walk and ask for help with a task that you're carrying. If your stomach is upset, drink you some warm tea, do 5 minutes of deep breathing, and then remove one social obligation from your calendar. And then you want to set your non-negotiables. So in order to do that, choose 2 to 3 practices that you commit to doing every day during the holiday season, no matter what. These are your anchors. These are going to keep you grounded. So maybe it's 10 minutes of morning quiet before the day gets started. So maybe it's, you know, kind of just like a devotional time or a quiet time or just sitting with your coffee. 10 minutes in the morning, quiet time. 3 body check-ins throughout the day. A 7 p.m. cutoff for checking email or doing work. Or a form of gentle movement. One form of gentle movement. Maybe it's just stretching down to touch your toes. And then I want you to write these down and put them somewhere where you can see it. Don't just write this down in one of your journals and close that book. Please don't be that person, okay? Just put it somewhere where you can see it. I like to put things either on my computer or on the bathroom mirror because those are 2 places I know that I'm going to be. And then treat them like non-negotiable commitments, like you was going to the doctor, okay? And then find you a support system. Who's going to help you stay accountable to listening to your body? Okay, who understands when you say my body is telling me I need to rest? Who's not going to guilt trip you from protecting your well-being and your emotional health? And then go ahead and write down 1 to 3 people that you can text when you need a reminder that your body signals are valid, and then give them permission to check in on you during the holidays. And then build in that recovery time. Don't schedule back-to-back events. Don't fill every moment with something. You got to give your nervous system some space to actually rest. So put at least 1 rest day on your calendar each week. I said it each week. Some of y'all be trying to do a rest day once a month, and that is just not enough. And then you protect that day like it's your baby. Like it is anything else that is important, because you are important. Now, as we wrap up today's episode, this was a good episode. I gave y'all some stuff. Like I gave y'all some stuff to do. I want you to take a moment and notice, okay, after listening to all this and receiving this information, how does your body feel right now compared to when we started? So maybe you're more aware of your tension. Maybe you've released your jaw and your shoulders. Maybe you've taken a few deep breaths. Whatever you're noticing, that's your body's wisdom speaking to you. Your body is keeping the score. It's not to punish you. It's not to make your life harder. It's to protect you. Every physical symptom that you feel is your body's way of saying, hey, I just wanted you to know that I'm here and something needs your attention. Something has to change and we need support. And the most revolutionary thing you can do this holiday season is listen. Listen when your body says it needs rest, even when your calendar is full of obligations. Listen when your body says it's gathering too much information, even if you might disappoint somebody. Listen when your body says, I just need some gentleness, even if you're used to pushing through. This doesn't mean that you'll respond perfectly to every signal. This is not about perfectionism. Okay, this is about awareness. This is about paying attention. You're human and you're navigating real issues, real constraints, real stress, real life. But it doesn't mean you start building a different... But it does mean you start building a different relationship with your body. One based on trust and attunement instead of I'm going to override and disconnect. Now, if you're recognizing that you need support in learning to listen to your body and understanding what your stress signals mean, or in creating these sustainable patterns that honor your nervous system, I'd love to invite you over to javerywellness.com/get-started to complete an intake form. Now, Javery Wellness, we specialize in helping Black women reconnect with their body's wisdom, break free from inherited patterns of pushing through, and create lives where thriving, not just surviving, is actually possible. And if you want to start practicing body attunement right now, go ahead and sign up for that 7-day self-care reset at javerywellness.com/reset. Day 4 specifically focuses on body reconnection and gives you practical tools for listening to what your body is trying to tell you. Now, before you go, if this episode resonates with you, I would be oh so grateful if you'd leave a rating and a review wherever you are listening. It helps other Black women find this podcast and discover that their body discover that their body signals aren't weakness, they're wisdom. And until next time, remember, your body isn't the enemy of your productivity. Okay, your body is your wisest teacher. So listen to it. All right. I love y'all and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.jrewellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.